This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasad with the news, the headlines first. People celebrating Vijaya Dashami today by receiving tika, jamara and blessings from elders. Meteorological Forecasting Division predicts a rain for 2 or 3 more days. And South Korea military apologizes over failed missile. Now the news in detail. Vijaya Dashami, the 10th day of the Bada Dasai festival, is being celebrated across the country today with gaiety and fervor by receiving tika and blessings from elders. The worship of Sri Durga Bhavani at the Sankars for 9 days concludes formally on the day of Vijaya Dashami after the Abhishek or sprinkling of holy water takes place, which marks the beginning of tika. People receive tika and jamara till the full moon day. Tika and jamara are considered as the auspicious gifts of the goddess Navadurga and they signify prosperity. It is believed that one need not seek an auspicious hour if one undertakes any new assignment, campaign or journey on the auspicious day of Vijaya Dashami. The Vijaya Dashami festival is celebrated in commemoration of the victory of truth over evil and the victory of divine forces over demonic forces. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has received Bada Dasai Tika from priests Devraj Aryal and Khemchandra Thakal at the auspicious hour 11:51 a.m. today at the office of the president in Shitalivas. Following this, she offered tika and prasad to her family members and distinguished persons. The meeting of the ruling alliance is being held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar to finalize the issues of seat allocation for the upcoming election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly. Member of the ruling alliance task force informed that efforts were underway at the meeting to give final shape to the report prepared by the task force. Nepali Congress President and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal, Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Upendra Yadav and Janamorcha Party Vice Chairman Durga Paudel, among other top leaders, are attending the meeting. The Election Commission has informed that all the preparations for the candidacy registration on the first past the post electoral system has reached to the final stage. Spokesperson at the Commission, Saligram Sharma, informed that the final name list of the candidates will be published on October 12. Rain in various parts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley, is continuing since Tuesday night. As a result, offering and receiving tika on the main day of Bada Dasai today has been affected. Light to moderate rain is predicted to continue across the country today as the monsoon low pressure trough lies towards the north than the normal position. Meteorological Forecasting Division says rainfall for 2 or 3 more days is likely to occur. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*14## डायल गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with the international updates now. South Korea's military has apologized after failed missile launch during a joint drill with the United States sparked alarm among residents in the coastal city of Gangneung. The reported hearing an explosion and seeing a fire overnight, but the military, which has said there were no casualties, didn't acknowledge the incident until 7 hours later. The launch was in response to North Korea firing a missile over Japan early on Tuesday. This is the first time Pyongyang has to fly a missile over Japan since 2017, and it prompted a show of force from the US, Japan and South Korea, who conducted military drills. Seoul and Washington also fired a volley of missiles into the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan, between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. The South Korean military later confirmed that one of their missiles fell soon after it was launched and crashed. This was separate from the ones launched by the United States. Russia says it will recapture areas of annexed territory that fell to Ukrainian advance. A Kremlin spokesperson said they will be with Russia forever. They will be returned. Russian President Vladimir Putin signs laws formalizing the annexation in defiance of international law. Ukraine says that forces have advanced in four regions, Kherson, Kharkiv, Luhansk and Donetsk. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says his troops are making rapid progress, especially in Kherson. Billionaire Elon Musk has apparently changed his mind about buying Twitter again and is now willing to proceed with his takeover of the social media platform. In a letter to the Forum, Musk agreed to pay the price he offered months ago before trying to quit the deal. The surprise reversal comes just weeks before the two sides were due in court. Twitter, which had sued Musk to force the takeover to move forward, was seen as having the stronger case. In the later 20s, Musk said he intended to move ahead to complete the transaction, pending receipt of the financing and an end of the legal fight. A spokesperson for Twitter acknowledged the firm had received the proposal, adding the intention of the company is to close the transaction at $54.20 per share, the price that Musk promised in April. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tomorrow. Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be generally cloudy in Province 1 and Madhesh Province, and generally to mostly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province, and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. Chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at some places of Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province and at a few places of the Lumbini Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up, the headlines once again. People celebrating Vijaya Dashami today by receiving tika, jamara and blessings from elders. Meteorological Forecasting Division predicts rain for 2 or 3 more days. And South Korea military apologizes over failed missile. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 8 at tomorrow morning. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, happy Vijaya Dashami and have a great time.